I am joined by Chelsea Durbin, and she is with me. And we're going to talk about, ways that you can enroll at HEC. It's really simple. It's really, we're going to talk about the five steps to enroll at HEC. And Chelsea is the right person to have this conversation with you. She's the Assistant Director of Outreach at Howard Community College. And before we talk about all of that, Chelsea, I always like to get to know my guests a little bit better before the conversation. I think that we all have really interesting stories. Everybody has a story. Everybody in their lives, wherever they are today, has an interesting story, whether you're a student, whether you are an employee, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're, even children have really interesting stories to tell. So I'd like to get to know you a little bit better before we dive into, enrolling for HEC and just get to know you a little bit more. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So like you said, I'm the Assistant Director of Admissions for Outreach here at HEC. I work predominantly with our high school populations and very closely with Howard County Public Schools with our Jumpstart program. I've been at HEC for a little over about 4.5 years, but I've been in higher education, specifically enrollment management and student services for over 10 years. I've lived in Maryland for about 8 years now. Really love Maryland. I'm originally from the West Coast, spent some time in the Midwest, and now I've made my way to the East Coast. I'm married, I have 3 cats, and I'm a plant enthusiast.
3 cats. I have 2 dogs. I've never been a cat person per se, but my neighbors though, it's really interesting because my neighbors actually, so they had a dog, just a long story, I guess I'm going to tell you here, right? So they had a dog that was a Westie just like mine. Sadly, she passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. So my neighbors, they didn't want to go right into having a dog immediately. But they just started, there was one cat in our neighborhood, and they just started putting food out for this cat. Now they have, I think, 4 cats who just kind of roam around here. So they're our neighbors, but not really, if that makes any sense. They just come and eat, and they have a love-hate relationship with my dogs. So I know that the cats are around because my dogs get very, very noisy from time to time. So, but it's interesting, It's funny how we fall in these groups of either a cat person or a dog person, and we get used to them. One thing I have to appreciate about them is the independence that they have, and, how they are outside, and they know when to come for food, and then they just be themselves, whereas my dogs are very much like, I need your attention, I need your love, please, right now. And
I like to joke that my cats are kind of like dogs though. I have some pretty attention starving cats. They're always around and they always want to be around, so
interesting. And that's like people, we kind of think of people as categories, and then we are within that category and we expect them to behave way, and it's like, oh, not so much. We see that everybody's unique and everybody's interesting, and it helps us, I think, appreciate what everybody brings. So thank you for sharing your story. That's one of the reasons why I start my conversations with that, is to get to know everybody, because we get these ideas. Like I'm looking at you for the first time here on Zoom today, and I have to say you're much younger than I expected. Like I think that we think of Office of Admissions and we think, probably somebody who's been doing this for a long time, somebody who's much older. That's what we think. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about HEC, that they really have a great combination of, the people who have that experience, who have worked for many, many, many years. I mean, there's people in HEC who have very long careers. I've seen so many people just retire after working there for 30 years plus, and things like that. But then there's also people, and at pretty good and high up positions who just graduated from college, or who are kind of like beginning their career. And I love that about HEC, that they give an opportunity, for the employer, as an employer, they give opportunity for employees also to come and really share the abilities and their talents. And they really, really are a great place to work for. And
they are,
For students,
It's a very good diverse background. We have a lot of staff and faculty that represent so many different backgrounds and so many different ages. And I think that's really important. to help our students feel connected to what's happening on campus.
I agree. When a student comes and they see somebody who is pretty close to their age, I think it allows them to have the conversation in a different way. You know, there's a certain level of connectivity, and sometimes conversations go into, you know, other stuff that you didn't think. And that just brings that sense of community right there from the beginning when you walk into HCC. So let's transition now into the Office of Admissions and Advising. And let's start by maybe, you know, looking at the goal of the Office of Admissions and Advising here at HCC.
Sure. So really the goal of our office is to kind of help be that guiding connection from the beginning of the college journey to the end. We offer students the opportunity to gather general information. We help them through their application process. And then we help them accomplish their goals, whether it's taking a class here, you know, just for the summer, completing their associate's degree, and then transitioning into a career. Or maybe transferring to a four-year, you know, institution. Our goal is really to make the time for students at HCC a successful and rewarding experience. And we help navigate them through their educational requirements and hopefully graduate them in a timely manner.
And, you know, I have to say, it's interesting, and it's kind of funny at the same time, because sometimes we think of it as like, why do we have to have that office, right? I think that everybody is familiar and everybody knows what the process is, and it's just kind of like it should be like an intuitive thing, right? But in my experience, at least, right, I'm from Ecuador, and when I first arrived to this country, I realized that the process for enrolling to college was different than back in my country. And my daughter is now 16. And as we are exploring, you know, starting to talk, and I say that in my heart, it immediately starts pumping a lot faster, right? The possibility of her, you know, graduating and then going to college, and we have to start exploring all those ideas. It's a really complex world, you know, and navigating it and having an Office of Admissions and Advising that can really help you look at it in a way that you can unpack and really understand, mm-hmm. makes a big difference. It really just gives you peace of mind, because otherwise I remember when I was doing it, I felt lost. And I'm a little bit different than a lot of our students at HCC, because I was at that point an international student. So that's even extra steps that you have to take. And most of our students don't fall in that category, but we do have international students and we can assist them as well. Mm-hmm. But it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. And I think at HCC, we have a little bit of a unique experience too, because depending on, you know, where you're looking, most institutions have an Office of Admissions and then they have an Office of Advising. And our unique combination of that really allows us to work with the student in the beginning, engage with them, get them the information that they need. And then we can honestly assist them through their entire experience at HCC. And I think that's a really awesome, unique benefit that we offer at HCC, because, you know, building that connection with someone can be challenging at first, and then having them assist you through the entire thing is really kind of cool.
Absolutely. So let's define that. Since you just brought that up, let's define admissions and let's define advising and the importance of, you know, them working together and facilitating that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So admissions is really the first step of your journey. So being admitted to an institution, an Office of Admissions is going to help you gather the information that you need to apply to the institution, complete your application. And then once you're done, you're kind of checked off, you can then see an advisor. And an advisor is going to be someone who can look at you a little holistically, look at your career goals, talk about what your academic goals are here, and then long-term what you're looking to do. And they can help put together a plan to assist you from point A to point B and to get there successfully. So that's kind of the difference. But like I said, at HCC, we have that unique combination where our staff is trained in that front end of things in admissions, and then also there to help you complete your entire experience here at HCC as an advisor.
So it goes farther than just filling out the paperwork and, you know, registering for your classes. It actually helps looking at you as a whole person and being like, okay, what are your goals? Where do you want to go? Then based on that, that's that admissions process. That's that guidance almost.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's holding your hand as you're going through that. And that's crucial to me. At least that was crucial when I was starting my career and starting to navigate the higher education here in the United States. So how does somebody enroll at HCC? What's the application process like?
So basically, students can apply directly online at howardcc.edu. There's a tab right when you log on there called Admissions and Aid. Students will create an online account. And then they will complete a brief application for admissions. It's going to ask you some personal information, date of birth, all those fun things, where they graduated, if they're still in high school, those types of questions. Once they've completed their application, then they would get an email basically that stated, congratulations, you've applied to HCC. Check back in 2 to 3 business days for your acceptance letter. And then once students have their acceptance letter, they're instructed on how to create their My HCC account. And then they are included like the next steps, how to get in contact with an advisor and kind of go from there.
Great. So you got your email, you know that you're in, and now you're moving on to the advisor, right? Mm-hmm. I know that, and again, learning with my daughter, I know that we've already taken like the pre-SATs and I'm going to mess this up, ACTs, I think is what they're called, right? Like all these are new things for me. I didn't have to take them when I was back in high school, right? And I understand that they are important, right, for going to college. At HCC, when they can we connect those two, right? For maybe parents or students who haven't been through this process are like me, who don't fully understand. When they come into HCC, what are those, results, you know, being used for? Do they need to take placement tests or do they not have to take them if they take that? How do those two connect?
Yeah, so once students have gotten their welcome letter, basically, and they've created their MyHCC account, and then they're instructed to take their next steps, which would be contacting advising. We have advisors who are working kind of on the front end of things to assess whether or not students need placement testing. And placement testing would be for English and for math, and that is a way for us to determine whether or not they're college level ready for those two areas. Just because in order to be successful in college credit classes, you know, students need to have the background and the knowledge in those two areas to be successful. So what we do is we assess something called multiple measures. And for students who've recently graduated high school within 5 years, and they have a GPA of a 3.0 or higher, we can assess where they are based on that and then potentially put them into college level credit classes. It's the same thing like the SAT or the ACT scores. So we also look at PARC scores, which are a high school assessment. We evaluate those scores, determine where they are, and then help them assess what those scores mean by putting them in the appropriate classes. So depending on what their range is, they could be college level ready for English and for math based on their high school GPA or some of those test scores, and then they are not required to do placement. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. It makes perfect sense because it's really a transition from high school into college. And, you know, we have, I guess, as HCC is looking at a potential student coming into HCC, you're looking at how were you performing in high school? Let me look at all of those tests. And then based on that, it's whether you're ready or not to just go ahead and take credit courses or if you need just a little bit extra help to set you for success, really, which is it's really what it is. You know, I know that a lot of people get intimidated by that. I know I did. I mean, I wasn't aware of it, first of all, because I was not from here, so I didn't know how it worked. But then when I was told that, I was like, oh, I thought that with just my transcripts, I just could go in. So I think that there's a little bit of a misunderstanding on that sense. So it's good to let everybody know that what we really want is for people to succeed. What we really want is for students to come and succeed. And as you said, you know, if you've graduated 5 years out, we can still look at those grades, but sometimes it might actually make more sense for you to just take those remedial classes. I know when I did it, one of the things that I had to reteach myself is that instead of using commas, I had to use periods. And so it's, you know, it's good to refresh. It's just really good to refresh, you know, some of the things that you've learned. So it might not hurt you. It might actually help you and benefit you to go take that refresher class a little more relaxed and laid back and really set good foundation. So when you start taking those credit classes, you're ready to go and just really, you know,
right.
succeed in your classes.
Yeah. And so, I think, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say, you know, I definitely don't want students to feel like they should be afraid of placement testing either. I think that sometimes it's kind of like a daunting word. They don't want to avoid it kind of thing. And really they're designed to set students up for success. And like you mentioned, there are some students, specifically like our adult learners, who may have not had math in like 10 or 15 years. And they may want to take a remedial course to kind of build that knowledge back up. And so I just want to make sure that students aren't afraid of it, because it's really only there to help students have the foundation they need to succeed and be successful. So.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's like if you wanted to swim and you went straight to, you know, butterfly, I mean, that's, you know,
exactly.
That's kind of how it is. You're going to have a really hard time. You can probably get it. You know, but it's going to be a lot more work than if you go through the process of learning, you know, first just how to breathe under the water and then, you know, the different strokes until you build up to butterflies. It's really, I don't know if it's a good analogy.
No, it's exactly. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
It comes to my mind. So we talked about advising, right? You said, okay, so now that they've been enrolled, they've been accepted, they need to speak to an advisor. So how do they get matched up with an advisor?
Yeah, so currently we're doing all of our advising remotely. Students can actually begin the process of being matched or reaching out to an advisor by emailing advising@howardcc.edu. We have advisors who work specifically with certain populations, such as like our nursing and allied health, our STEM students, our high school students, et cetera. And they'll kind of match students up based on what area of study they're looking to do. And we also have some advisors who are working, like I said, again, on that front end to help students determine whether or not they need that placement testing. So they can kind of do that before they're then sitting down with an advisor and having that registration conversation. So right now, like I said, it's remote. You can email us. We're doing a lot of email advising, and then we're also offering Zoom so students can have that one-on-one appointment with an advisor as well.
And it's really important, I think, that students take advantage of this and really, you know, go to their advising. If somebody says, I know what I want to do, I don't want to have an advisory, is this optional or is this part of the process and they have to go through it?
So it's not a mandatory requirement. However, I will tell you, you know, as someone who did not use an advisor in their college experience, I wish I had done more because I wasted a lot of time not really knowing what I wanted to do, not really having a specified plan of what I needed to accomplish each semester to get through college at an appropriate time. It took me a long time to get through things. And an advisor can really sit down with you and plan ahead. We can plan your whole 2 years at HCC, making sure that you're taking the appropriate classes and then taking things that are of interest to you as well. So we can have that combination. And I really think that it's an important step. Not only is that planning important, but we can also connect you with really important resources on campus. So if students are struggling, you know, or they're having a hard time in math or science, we can connect them with tutoring or other resources, time management. You know, we can set them up with career services. We can set them up with financial aid. We're really there to do more of a holistic approach to their college experience. And while students have the tools in front of them to kind of look at what classes they want to take, I think having that conversation with an advisor is really important because we have that knowledge to help you get through things at an appropriate time.
Right. That was key for me also in my college career. I did go through the process at the beginning, and what I do have to say is that they helped me really realize, because there were a lot of classes that I wanted to take, and it was just because I was interested in some of them, even though they didn't necessarily match my career goals per se. And, you know, having that conversation with them was really enlightening, because my goal was to, graduate and then transfer over. Like, I wanted to do both. I was like, I want to graduate and I want to transfer over later to four-year institution and continue my education. So with that plan in mind and understanding my goals, we were able to say, okay, if you want to graduate, then these are all the classes that you want to take. The other thing that was key for me is that they say, where are you going to transfer to?
Yes, that is another really big component of it, because students can say, oh, I want to go to University of Maryland in this specific program, but there are specific classes that you need to make sure you're taking that meet what University of Maryland is looking for. So although these courses might satisfy HCC requirements, there may be additional requirements that students need in order for a successful transfer. And that's a really important part of the process as well.
Absolutely. So having that conversation can really shorten the time that you're in school and can really make sure that the classes that you're taking will not only, as you said, supply the needs of HCC within your goals of either transferring or graduating, but also making sure that those classes will transfer seamlessly into that other institution that you're planning to go to and really set you up for success. So like, because I met and I had that conversation, I had all of my prerequisites for my school and I was able to go and join right into my school at my four-year university. So that was, that was a huge, just plus, you know, to be able to go there and be part of the school already and not have to take, again, remedial classes or have to take those classes before I could be admitted into my school of choice.
Yeah, and we have specified advisors who work specifically with transfer who are very aware of those processes to make sure that students are doing what they need to do to have a successful experience like that.
So once students have clarity, you know, they have been admitted, they have met with their advisors, they have clarity on what classes they need to take and, you know, what their goals are, and they have those 2 years mapped out for them already. How do they register for classes?
Yeah, so registration is actually done online by logging into my HCC. So students can use something called self-service. That's why it's really important to make sure that students are logging into their MyHCC and have that access on the front end. But yeah, they can register right online through self-service. They have access to their progress, which will show them their major, display what courses that are required. When they meet with an advisor, we help plan some of those courses and then students can log on and just click the register button. If students have trouble with the online registration, they can also just contact an advisor and we can help them walk through that process.
You know, in registration, you might think that it's really easy, but if you don't understand the system and you don't have a plan, like we were talking about, it can be really daunting. It can be really, really difficult. You have your book and you're looking through the classes and, you know, then you're looking at the system. It's like, okay, what's the class that you want to take? Input the code, I think is what it's called, for the class. And I personally did this a couple of times where I was like, oh, this class looks good and this one too and that one too. And then I put it all together. And when I was looking at the times, I was like, they're all on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Like all of the classes happen at the same time, the same day. Yeah. So again, an advisor really can help you even with that. They can help you, you know, plan your schedule. They can, you know, if you're a working student, if you're somebody who is working and studying, if you're somebody who prefers to take morning classes, if you're somebody who prefers to take evening classes, for whatever reason it is, an advisor can really help you and they can, you know, help you understand even also where some of the classes might be offered multiple times throughout the day because there's more demand for them. Some of the other classes might not have those many. And if those classes are key for your degree, then guess what? You probably want to build your schedule around that one class that's key for your degree and build the other ones around that one. So, but it's the process that you have to learn as you navigate college, and an advisor is really, really key. Like my advisors became some of my best friends, really, once I understood, you know, how much they could help me. I mean, I was always there, you know, making appointments constantly. As the semester was approaching the end, I would already be meeting with them about the future semester, you know, like, okay, I know that we had this plan established. And that's the other thing. Maybe your plans and your goals change as you're
going. Absolutely. They do. Yeah. Okay. Life happens. So it does. And that's what we're there to to be that buffer and to be that bridge for you, to kind of have those conversations, because it is true. I mean, you can start college with full intentions on one area and one thing in mind, and then something else happens and it throws you off that road and that path. And we're there to kind of help navigate all of those roadblocks. And we can, you know, we can help you do that. And I think it's also important that's just, there's so many moving targets with, you know, being successful in college. Not only just planning those classes, but having those conversations of what does your transportation look like? What does, you know, your childcare services look like? How can we help make sure that we get you, you know, in the classes and in the schedule that works for you? Because you have so many other things that are going on in life. And that's what we're there to kind of assist and do.
Absolutely. And then also, you know, you might take a class just because you thought sounded fun, and then you realize that that's your true passion and you want to shift gears in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that an advisor can help you do that too, can look at what you've already taken, what you need to take, and how to transition that and still, you know, help you achieve your goals. So know that because you're sitting with an advisor and kind of like setting up a plan doesn't mean that you're locked up and that you have to follow it no matter what.
Mm-mm, not at all.
It's just a guide for you to success. So you've written, you know, we've gone through, applied, met with the advisor, registered for classes. What's next?
So basically, once you've, you know, met with an advisor, once you've registered for classes, then it's really just looking at your payment options. And paying for the classes that you've decided to register for. And there's many different options that students can utilize with paying. I think the biggest one is probably financial aid, and that involves applying for the FAFSA. If students are not interested in going that route, they can also apply for scholarships. They do have to complete a FAFSA to apply for scholarships, but there's a lot of institutional money available for students. And scholarships range from you know, like financial need, like community service, interest in particular activities or programs. And students have an opportunity to apply for as many scholarships as they are qualified for to help supplement some of that cost of education. If students don't do financial aid or scholarships, then the institution also offers some payment plan or a payment plan option that can kind of help ease that burden of paying out of pocket. Students can apply for the payment plan once they've registered for classes, and they can do that directly through self-service through my HCC. And what that does is it just kind of divides that cost of tuition up into several months, and they make those installments monthly to kind of, like I said, ease that burden of paying out of pocket.
And I am going to have an in-depth conversation about, you know, ways to pay for college and financial aid with a representative from financial aid on Wednesday. But I think it's important. I think it's important to mention, and I love what you just said, for people to understand, especially right now during COVID times where there's so much uncertainty. A lot of people were hit, you know, financially because they either lost a job or their hours have been cut or just so many other reasons, right? It's important to know that college continues to be affordable and that HCC understands that and that HCC is ready to help you. You mentioned some of the opportunities and some of the options that are like scholarships. And I don't think a lot of people think about scholarships. I think that when we think of paying for college, we think it's either out of my pocket or I have to get a loan. So as I said, I am going to talk to somebody from the from financial aid on Wednesday, but I do want to kind of just go a little bit deeper into the world of scholarships and just kind of like let students know, because it's important to start looking at those right now for the fall semester, even for the spring semester. So what can you tell us about scholarships and that money that you mentioned?
Yeah, so the priority deadline for scholarships is actually March 1st. So students need to be thinking about scholarships well in advance. And so realistically, like I said, there's a lot of different scholarships that are available. You can log on to HCC's website. If you just in the little title bar up at the top, Google Scholarships, it will list out to you the instructions on how to do that, create an account, and then you can view all of the scholarships that are available here at HCC. And like I said, some of them are based on financial needs, some of them are based on, you know, participation in community events or, you know, interest in certain activities. There are certain program related scholarships for like nursing or, you know, STEM, stuff like that. But students can apply for as many as they'd like to, as long as they meet the qualifications. And what's really nice about our scholarship process is that you can input your account, put in all your information, and then hit apply, and you can apply to all of them. And so that's really, really nice, and it's really helpful. Some of them may require you to write an essay, some might not. It just kind of depends on the scholarship, but there is a lot of institutional money that is available that honestly, I don't think gets utilized because we don't have enough people applying for those scholarships. So it's a really, really good opportunity for students to take advantage of, because ultimately it is free money for students to pay for their tuition and their college experience. And so yeah. You know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Absolutely. You don't have to repay it.
Exactly. It's not a loan. It's a scholarship, you know? And I mean, you do have to meet certain GPA requirements on some of those. You know, you do have to maintain, you know, a higher range of grades and that type of thing. But if students are willing to do the work, it really can pay off in the end, and pay off by not having something to pay off.
Absolutely. It can make a difference, not just right now, but in your future.
Exactly.
As you're looking at your education. So definitely look into that. And I invite you to even Google, you know, just Google, if you know that you're like Chelsea was saying, a nursing student, right? Just Google scholarships for nursing students. If you're a minority, so like, you know, scholarships for Latinos, like I remember doing that. For communications, that was my major. I remember Googling, you know, scholarships for communication majors, scholarships for women, you know.
Yep.
There's a ton.
I mean, not only are there institutional, like I said, those are specifically the HCC Foundation like type scholarships. But yeah, there's an ample amount of scholarships available out there across the country for students to be applying for. And like I said, I think that there's a lot that probably does not get accessed because there's not enough people willing to put in the time to apply for them. So, you know, if you want to make that happen, you just got to do the work to apply because there is a lot available.
Absolutely. And I love another thing that you mentioned, Chelsea, is not necessarily just need-based, as you said. It's not, many of them are not need-based. Many of them are based on your interest, on your career, on other criteria, because they, you know, the people given this scholarships understand that not everybody has that need, right? That not that some people have the money to pay for college, but it doesn't hurt to help you pay for college, really, quite honestly,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So there's a lot of opportunities out there. So I definitely encourage everybody watching and listening to go ahead and look for those options. So we've talked about, you know, enrolling, right? We've talked about applying for being a dragon, right? And becoming part of HCC. And then we talked about maybe or maybe not, you'll have to take a placement test. Then we said that you meet with your advisor. Then we talked about registering for your classes. And then we talked about payment.
Yes.
And after all of that happens, how do you make sure that you are, you know, that everything, all this work that you've done and that you're enrolled and that you can start taking your classes in the semester? Is there anything else that needs to put it all together and needs to happen from the student's perspective?
So really not necessarily. I think the next thing would be for students to maintain access to their MyHCC email, because all communication to students go through their HCC email. And so they'll get notifications about, you know, from their instructors once they're registered for classes, logging into their Canvas, that type of thing. And then it's just, you know, taking the time to kind of research that syllabus once it's available for students, making sure they have the textbooks that are required, you know, and then just preparing themselves to then roll into that class once it begins.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if we could summarize the process, Chelsea, if we could summarize for students the process, and, you know, if we could just give them a little piece of paper that says, here, if you follow this, this is exactly how you're going to get enrolled, you're not going to have any trouble. What would that say? What would that be?
Absolutely. So the first step is to apply. So visit the HCC website, howardcc.edu, and click that apply now button. Complete your application. Once you've applied, you will need to take placement tests, depending on what that looks like for you. If you need placement testing, we can hook you up with placement testing. If you don't, then the next step would be to meet with an advisor and then plan those courses for the semester. Once your courses are planned and you've met with your advisor, it's then registering, clicking that register button, registering for those classes, and then paying for those classes. So So that's really what it is. It's apply, take your placement test, meet with an advisor, get registered, and then pay for those classes. Those are the five steps.
It's an easy process, and you can complete it at howardcc.edu. As we look into summer and as we look into the fall semester, are you guys foreseeing continuing everything online in the way that we are? What can students expect when they contact HEC and when they go to the website, or when they maybe call the number, because sometimes people want to talk to people, you know, to complete the processes?
Yeah, so I mean, right now, everything is online for the summer. We have not made decisions for fall, but we are working in a way to make sure that we're ready no matter what that looks like. Right now, everything is remote. So the easiest way to get in contact us is just emailing us. We actually have an admissions email, so it's admissions@howardcc.edu. So if you have questions on the front end of things, or trouble with your application, you can contact us that way. And then once you've applied and you've been admitted and you need to meet with an advisor, that's advising@howardcc.edu. We also have people answering the phones. So, you know, you can give us a call as well. But really the emails are going to be the fastest way to get in contact with someone. And then, like I said, I mean, we're using Zoom to kind of have those one-on-one appointments with students. We're potentially rolling out weekly Zooms as well to invite new prospective students just to kind of connect with us on that front end as well. So that's something you can kind of expect to see. We should be putting that online sooner rather than later. But yeah, we're working in that remote version right now, and hopefully crossing our fingers and preparing to be back to campus in the fall if that works out.
If students are making decisions right now, is it too late for them to register for summer and fall, or when is the last day to register?
It is not. Students can definitely still register for summer. We have summer one and summer two. Summer one is going to start next week, but we do have summer two options as well, so those classes are still open. And then fall is obviously still going on as well. Technically, students can enroll up until the first day of classes or once that class starts, so we kind of like to have them in there around that time. But just contact advising, we can work with you to make sure that you get into the classes that you want for the semester that you want.
And I know that COVID-19 came and changed many plans for a lot of people, a lot of students who were looking forward to go into like a four-year institution, you know, for the first time after graduation, are now reconsidering their plans, especially if we're going to continue online. You know, there's the questions of affordability. There's the questions of, if I go there, am I going to be alone in a dorm? You know, I mean, there's real concern, you know, for students and parents as they're making this decision. And I guess I just want to remind everybody that HEC is right here. HEC is a really great option. I think that you miss out more if you don't enroll to HEC than you miss, you know, than you would think that you miss out if you don't go to that four-year institution. Like, quite honestly, the education, the quality education, the care that goes into everything that all the teachers and all of the employees here at HEC do, it's beyond words. It's beyond anything that I can explain. And you really have to live it as a dragon, you know, as a graduate dragon is what I would call myself. I honestly felt it. I honestly felt that it made a big difference. It gave me the confidence to go into a four-year school and having all of those classes, the maths and the sciences and you know, all of the basics that I needed for my career. Like, I went into a four-year institution, I felt really prepared to just whatever came my way. So I encourage parents and students, you know, through these times and always really, to consider Howard Community College to further your education. It's a really great option. It's a really great choice. Anything else you would like to add, Chelsea?
It is. Yeah, no, I guess I would just like to kind of piggyback off of that. You know, I think it's important to know that HCC is in a lot of people's backyards, and we've been here for a long time and we're going to stay here. You know, and I know there is a lot of uncertainty with the fall, and I know there were a number of students probably planning a much different fall semester at various different institutions. But, you know, if HCC can help them maybe take one class or two classes in the fall semester so that they're not far away from home or living in that dorm, you know, we're in their backyard and we're available to kind of help them do that. I think that we're all still getting used to that new normal. But HCC is still here. And our campus may not look the same, but the dedication to our students and our community is still present. And I think it's going to stay that way no matter what. So,
absolutely. So think of it as, you know, just if you take, you know, you can continue with your plan of going to that institution that you wanted to. Just think of it as, in fact, not stopping your plan because you can go there physically, but actually, you know, you continue to move right into that plan. Now you're using HCC, you know, as that stepping stone to complete it until you can actually, until we reopen, until we're back into whatever the new normal is going to be, right? Until we know better what's going to happen after COVID-19. So don't stop your education just because you can't do it exactly like you want it. You know, take that detour and use HCC as your partner, because as Kelsey was saying, you know, when you meet with that advisor and you tell them, you know, this is my goal, this is where I want to go, this is where I want to complete my education in the long run, then your advisor can really say, okay, well then this is how we're going to get you there. So just look at HCC as your partner. Thank you so much, Chelsea. I really appreciate your time. I've had a really good time talking with you. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else that we need to add that I just want to make sure that we don't forget anything?
No, I think that's really it. I've really enjoyed the conversation too. And I hope I've maybe helped some people out there understand the process a little bit more and have encouraged them to maybe take that next step and push the apply button.
Absolutely. So just go to howardcc.edu. For more information to maybe look at what classes are available, to look at what programs are available. If you haven't explored that yet, we invite you to go to our website and we invite you to contact admissions office and just have those conversations with them as well. They are available via email. Let's remind everybody, Chelsea, of that email, please.
Yep. So if you're looking for admissions, it's admissions@howardcc.edu. And then if you're looking for advising, it's advising@howardcc.edu.
So there's, you know, all of us are still working. We're home, as Chelsea said, the building looks different, but we are all still very much at our home working and trying to connect with everybody and just letting you know that we are here, we're here for you and ready to help you part of your education. Thanks everybody for listening and watching. Thank you, Chelsea, for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.